This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver is clearing a homeless encampment this morning for the first time under the city's new mayor. Residents of the camp include David Schoberg, who says he started living on the street downtown to reunite with his wife.
This whole thing that we had put together is now being taken down. As you can see, officers and everybody else is kind of making that a happening thing. So we're going to try to move to another location and keep moving forward.
Mayor Mike Johnston promises that sweeps will be different under his administration. He visited the site yesterday to talk with the people who would be removed. Scientists at the National Center for Atmospheric Research are looking at how things went differently on two Colorado wildfires and evacuations during the Marshall Fire and the East Troublesome Fire. CPR's Jenna McMurtry reports the findings could shape the response to future wildfires.
The wildfires happened 2 years apart. One was in a suburban setting and the other in a rural forested region. Despite the differences during evacuations, Northern Arizona University researcher Will Cannon said there are common best practices for people evacuating fires in both settings.
Have a go bag ready, speak with your family ahead of time, sort of get a sense of what everyone's thinking they will do so you're all on the same page.
The researchers are interviewing more people who experienced both fires over the next few weeks. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
The Colorado Energy Office has awarded $17 million for nearly 200 new electric vehicle fast chargers. Those are public plugs to quickly charge up a car battery on longer trips. New locations include Winter Park, Pueblo, Montrose, and Walsenburg. That should boost Colorado's total number of fast chargers by about 20%. This weekend is Denver Days and a lot of neighborhood block parties with some support from the city. The city waives some fees and provides free barricades to close off streets and help bring neighbors together. It's been going on for 11 years, and there's a list of some of this weekend's block parties at denverite.com. It's 6 minutes after 8, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.